It's a great day for us for two reasons, obviously. The first one is the most visible, and that is our May crowning. The first Wednesday we do every year of May. But also, and actually, very important, is the First Communion Retreat. To be able to receive Jesus into ourselves this coming weekend is fantastic. What a great encounter for you guys. And the two are connected, obviously, because the very reason that we're here in church is because God desired to create a family. Even in the book of Genesis, what we see is the beginning of God trying to create a family, create harmony, create friendship, create love. This is all what God did in the creation. Everything he made, he said it was good. And then when he came to the humans, he said it's very good. And he gave Adam Eve, and Eve to Adam. And that's the beginning of family life. And so we hear today in our gospel, Jesus again reminding people of what it's all about. Because you know, when we're in church, when we're in busy lives, when we're in our activities of everyday life, it's very easy to forget why we're even here. And it's to build family, to reconcile family, to bring it back together, God's original intention. And so we reflect today on an example for us of what it means to be family. Jesus just told us what family is. Family is not according to necessarily or just only our biology, our biological mom and dad. More importantly, is the spiritual reality, the spiritual truth that the Father is the one who is over all, and the goal of the whole family is to do the Father's will. And the Father has set it up so that Jesus comes into the world to show us how it's done, then Jesus sets up the church to enact, bring about what he just explained to us, what he just demonstrated, what he just showed, revealing it to us all, and then giving it to us and saying, but you're not alone. I'll give you the power of the Holy Spirit. He'll work in you and through you despite your brokenness, despite your young age, despite your whatever. You fill in the blank. That the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to do it in you and through you if you give that Spirit permission. And probably that, brothers and sisters, is the hardest thing, isn't it? To give the Holy Spirit the permission. To stand back and let the Holy Spirit move us. We all have had the experience in our lives when we've done something wrong, and moments later, maybe a day later, inside of us, something is whispering, fix it. We all have that. That's the Holy Spirit. We've all had that inside voice that says to us, reach out to this person. They're lonely. They need a friend too. We've all had it. That's the Holy Spirit. We've all had that moment in our life where, go back, turn around, and say you're sorry. We've heard that voice. It isn't a voice like my voice. It's something deep in our heart. And it's usually a whisper. It's not a yell. It's an invitation. It's an invitation to give yourself more over to the power and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And so when we come here today for our two events, our retreat and our May crowning, we're asking God to rekindle in us that vision of which Jesus just spoke about. The one who does the will of my Father is my family. We want to be part of Jesus' family. And the primary witness or example of that is our own patroness, Mary. When you think, you know, she's just a young girl, right? 14. How old are the 8th graders? They don't know that. I'm glad you told them. Thank God Jesus has already come into the world, because I don't know. I mean, are you guys ready to be the mother of God? Are you ready to take that responsibility on? We're supposed to, all of us, right? It's monumental. It really is. The weight of it is incredible. But I don't think Mary even thought twice. I think her whole rhythm of life, so different than ours and yet so similar, was all about, I'm the Lord's. Which is why when the angel comes to her, she can say, hey, I don't understand the complexities, the politics, the adult aspects of it. I don't know the complications, the ramifications. I just know I want to do your will. Whatever God wants. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let God work out the details. I just want to be present. I want to be available. I want to be the hose that brings forth the water that will baptize the world. I want to be that vessel that allows God to work in me and through me so that the world will be saved. Imagine the invitation. And if you think, or I think for one moment, that our call is any less than Mary's, you better pinch yourself. It's just different, but it's the same. You and I have been given the invitation, the call, to bring Jesus into our world today. It's not the same as the way Mary did as a baby, but we do it by the way we live our life, the choices we make, the decisions, the taking responsibility when we have done wrong, taking responsibility when we know we should be more helpful to mom and dad or to the teachers or more docile and friendly to our siblings instead of always beating them over the head or taking their toys. We know that this is what God is calling us to. That's how we, at our age, elementary school age, bring Jesus into this world. By being different. By hearing the word of God and keeping it. By doing the will of our Heavenly Father. We've all been working so diligently through these virtues, right? Every month, different virtue that we focus in on. This is part of it. Disciplining ourselves and practicing all these virtues so that when the Holy Spirit whispers in our heart, will you do something for God? We won't even need to say, well, let me think about it. We'll just say, absolutely. It will be second nature, an instinct to us. So what a great day for us to honor our patroness, Mary, to enter into her immaculate heart, to reap from her the benefits, the grace, the fruit of her yes to God. She brought Jesus into this world as a gift to us. Perfect? She wasn't perfect. She struggled. She had questions. She had doubts. She had fears. But none of them eclipsed her deep, burning desire to do the Father's will. Let's pray that Mary will help us, not only by her example, but through her prayers, to do the same. Are we ready? To show our gratitude, to ask for her intercession, to model our lives on saying yes like she did. Let's ask that Holy Spirit today.